This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The leader of the World Health Organization said the deadly coronavirus has gained a foothold in so many countries that the threat of a pandemic has become very real. The WHO director, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, also voiced optimism, saying it would be the first pandemic in history that could be controlled. He concluded the bottom line is that we are not at the mercy of the virus. Amid calls for calm, Washington increasingly feels the impact from coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
With more cases of the new coronavirus being reported around the U.S., officials are urging Americans to play it safe. At Tuesday evening's White House task force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said,
"It doesn't matter if you're in a state that has no cases or one case. You have to start taking seriously what you can do now."
If you're feeling sick, officials say don't go straight to your doctor's office. Instead, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says,
"Call the doctor's office so that you don't just walk right in. Follow their infection control procedures for doing that."
Facilities in all 50 states are now capable of running tests for coronavirus. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the airlines are significantly impacted.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says the outbreak might do more damage to airlines than the 9/11 attacks. Delta Airlines says that travel demand has fallen so badly in the past week that it expects one-third of seats to be empty this month on flights within the country. American Airlines announced it will cut international flying by 10% this summer and reduce U.S. flying by 7.5% in April. It has also delayed training of new pilots and flight attendants. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Afghanistan's Ashraf Ghani has issued a decree setting in motion the release of thousands of Taliban prisoners as the U.S. military begins a troop drawdown.